Blog Talk Radio.
Tell my baby make it hot. Buy the cop till you hit the spot. Tell my baby make it hot.
Doing the doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yay, bow wow, yippee yo, yippee.
And welcome to another fabulous edition of Naked Soma. We are organized tonight.
Well, write this date down on your calendar, people. We are all three here on time and ready to go.
I'm looking out the window to make sure the moon is still there. This is Dr. Markin. That's the giggling sounds of Professor Val and Dr. Jeb up there in Never Neverland. Welcome to Eco Week. Maybe that's the secret.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Eco Easy Week.
Oh,
boy. You know, I'm just watching the tree go up. It's all Philoville down there in Rockville Center, and, you know, they're just doing the little Whoville deal and getting ready for the Christmas season and all that stuff. All the Philo pastries are out, and we're ready to be nauseated for another couple of weeks of that. So that's sort of the top of the rainbow kind of news as I survey the culture here from my seat in the illustrious chair. And we have a lot to do today. Boy, I'm just, it's been one of those days, too, where it's like, not a lot of, like, activity outside me, just all that bees in the head thing going
mm-hmm.
on. So just a couple items just to toss out to you. We had a tragedy down there in Florida a couple days ago. Sean Taylor, I guess his name was, yeah. Player for the Redskins was killed in his home down there, and I think it's the fourth guy in about a year and a half in the NFL that's been involved in something with guns. Guy in the Broncos was killed on New Year's Eve at a party, and they had the Tank Johnson last year had to get, like, permission from a judge to go to the Super Bowl because he had, like, more guns than, like, Nicaragua in his house. And they had the Michael Vick case and a couple other ones. But it's this clash of this sort of, like, the new excuses. It's not me, it's my culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood, since when have guns been claimed as part of a culture as an excuse for, you know, this guy had a machete under his bed, this guy that got murdered, Sean Taylor. I just wanted to get, you know, and of course he's on top, by the way, if you're wondering out there, if you're new to the show, you know, one of the things we do, we break down the body language and we use people as an example of this, and Sean Taylor was one of those self-referencing shapes that kind of lived in his own orb until the bullet hit his leg and,
oh, man.
And he bled out. I don't know if an exo shot him yet, but they can't seem to find the guy. So, but I just wanted to get to your thoughts about when you hear news like that, especially this time of the year, because it's always like this time of the year. There's always some, you know, common ground that comes through, almost like the Philos are not happy until they latch on to something else. I mean, they were digging up, what's her name, who disappeared on the island a couple weeks ago. You know, they were looking for her again. What's her name that a couple of years ago, Natalie, whatever her name was.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
You know, they buried her in the sand or something. And then they're talking about the other one, the Peterson, that they think that she might even be alive or something. I mean, I go from that to the pepper spray in the Miss Puerto Rico contest. They stuck pepper spray in her bathing suit and her makeup or something. I'm at that point now where the whole realm of whatever is acceptable, it's gotten like two layers. It's like, this is what happened, and this is the interpretation. This is what happened, this is the interpretation. So I just want to get your thoughts as we get into the thick of the show here about those kinds of things, like especially this guy getting shot. Did you have any reaction to it, either one of you? Or was it just another one of those things?
Oh, either one of us?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought you were talking to either one of our listeners.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, pal. We have at least three listeners.
I don't know. I wish I could say that I had a real profound reaction, but I didn't have much because, to me, and in fact, it's funny that you said that it's, you know, all about our culture, because I kind of thought, when I saw it, what is it about that culture? And then I thought, wow, that's pretty profiling, pretty racial, pretty racist mm-hmm. to say, what is it about that culture, those guys? But when you, you know, when you do see it consistently being these young black males, that does pop into my head. And I'm not saying it's that I would profile every young black male that way, but I say, what is it about these young football players? Because you don't see it happening in baseball. You don't see it happening. I don't think you see it happening in basketball.
Well, basketball was more mm-hmm. about the entourages, and there was some shoot 'em ups in basketball a while back, and but those two sports more than the other two. Baseball, it's more about, you know, what are they putting in their bodies, or the, you know, all the steroids and stuff like that. Football is a violent sport. I played it, and hockey's not, you know, much less violent, but you don't see a lot of it, you know, gun-toting in hockey. Those Canadian boys...
Well, because they're squirting beer at each other. They're a bunch of Canadians.
Well, again, this culture
throwing
thing...
Throwing snowballs.
Yeah, exactly. Throwing snowballs at each other. Yeah, well, I mean, there was a big scandal in hockey not too long ago with gambling. I mean, so there's always some kind of, you know, a low coherent pattern going through these things, because these sports worlds are distorted. They're just like entertainment, just like politics, and they distort stuff. And what happens is the discussion around it is the cottage industry. So you get talk radio, you get the blogosphere, you get all the, you know, the oh my God and the WTF things all lighten up with all these little inside stories and these looks and crannies. And then, of course, it follows the paper trail down through, you know, things like Court TV and things like that, and all the way down to where the guy writes his book and comes back and talks to Oprah. You know,
and then you
so,
get all the anti-gun people and everybody's got to chime in, you know.
Yeah, it's almost like there's sort of like an industry that surrounds any kind of dysfunction, whether it's social or physical or mental
mm-hmm.
Or even spiritual, that sort of feeds into this mindset of trying to get some type of spin on something that is a face value event. It's like this guy hung around with pretty much bad guys his whole life. He made some enemies, and one of them killed him. I don't think it's that much of a mystery. This happened on Deadwood. It had been something that happened the first 5 minutes before they even had like the real episode. It was,
yep.
It's like, but it's sort of accentuated because of the fact that this guy was, you know, a Pro Bowl player and people knew him. But it happens, you know, at the low end of the food chain all day long, and nobody knows about it. So
well, exactly. The other thing that's interesting is nobody asks the story. You know, what's this guy's story aside?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said he's Anto, so we knew what he was, but. Did he have a mom and a brother or a sister? Because as a philo, I go, here's this, you know, this guy gets killed, and he's a football player, and he's an Anto to boot, so he, you know, he's one that is not going to engender a lot of sympathy among the philos
mm-hmm.
just by his nature. But nobody's asking. To me, it's like,
mm-hmm.
wow, somebody loved him. Somebody must have cared about him. And who's impacted by this? And that, I don't know, maybe that's a queer philo sort of, you know, notion of, oh, well, what happened? But shit, as a human, you go, that's a bummer. And that's not even the issue, though. What the issue is, you know, it's all about, again, the profiling, the culture, what is it? Because nobody, that stuff's not really fun. That's kind of, that gets deep and painful to go down
mm-hmm.
that road of, you know, how who is impacted by this in a negative way or a hurtful way.
Well, what they do is, like, they've shown the spotlight on his dad because his dad's the chief of police in the county that he got killed in.
Oh, brother.
Now he has to investigate his own son's murder. So they're taking that angle. Of course, the dad is a big old exo. So his attitude is, crime's a crime. So, you know,
right.
It's interesting watching that unfold. But I just wanted to get that out there because it's one of these other things that gets tossed into the cultural fray as we get close to the holidays. It seems to be... You know, November is sweeps month. We're still in November, so this is going to catch attention and get people to, you know, like I said, the whole machine gloms around it. Even though it's a tragedy, we seem to feed off it no matter what. And, you know, as we kind of tweak everybody's emotions, this guy, because he was Anto, it's almost like it fell like a lead balloon and nobody responded. And what, tomorrow night they're going to tee it up for, you know, Packers-Cowboys, and it's like the NFL just goes, wow, that's really sad. They're going to have a moment of silence for this guy who... was, I think it was a year and a half ago, a little less than that, was facing like 40 years in jail, and he got beat the rap, so to speak, and was able to play again, and now of course he's a saint because he was killed by somebody else, and it's just everything just seems so disingenuous. I kind of got that like saccharine taste from the whole thing. I just want to get that out there. Get it off my chest in the Eco Week. Doesn't want to, you know, I got enough bugs in my windshield. All right, so we just cut a new spot for the shoe. So this is your first listen. I'm going to give a shot of seeing that this plays. As soon as I can find the damn thing. Let's see. What the heck is it now? There it is. And just to give you guys a little 1 minute or so orientation, if you're new to the show, maybe see if this helps you enjoy a little more. So I'm going to hit the play button and see what happens. All right. I hit it.
Didn't work?
Nothing's happening.
No, wait a minute. We just played it. What's it called? Oh, here.
So,
let me do it.
All right, you do it.
Nothing.
Wait. I got squatoptis is what I got, as my mother would say.
Now, wait a minute. We just had this thing playing.
So, let me upload it again. We'll play it another part of the show. So much for that. Play something else. Play the one we did with the listener thing.
Yeah.
Play something while I'm doing this, will you?
Do you remember what it was called?
No, hell no. You go find it.
All right. Well, Jeb, why don't you talk for a sec while I try to find this?
The last 2 hours, I've lost my job, my apartment, my car, and my girlfriend.
You still have your health.
Okay, I think I found it.
Okay.
I'm doing this.
I didn't have to fill in any time.
Oof. All right. Let me see.
Yeah, we covered you there.
Here it comes.
Hey, it's Dr. Mark here from Naked Soma. Thanks for joining us on tonight's shoe.
If you haven't officially become a listener yet, do this while you're sitting there lurking away.
Go to blogtalkradio.com on the homepage and click where it says register.
That'll take you to a simple 4-step process even you can complete.
That way, when you listen back to an archive or tune us in live,
we'll be able to keep our conversation going between shows.
So get your ears on and join the hottest social network on the planet.
Yeah, pack of dirty safes.
And now back for more Naked Soma on blogtalkradio.com.
Oh, man.
Pretty
peppy.
That was a good berating, condescending radio promos.
Yeah, that was our Onto cranky one from last week.
Right. Yeah, we were in character there. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, this thing is doing its dance. I think it's uploading. I have no idea.
I don't understand, but it was just working.
But like I said, I think what happened was it says I already uploaded. It's giving me that whole thing of please delete it if you have uploaded before and then you got uploaded again thing.
Oh.
I have no idea what it's doing.
All right, now wait a minute. Let me try playing it again.
Try.
All right.
It plays. I'll be back in a minute or so if it plays.
Let's see.
We here at Naked Soma are glad you tuned in today.
Here's some pointers to make the show more fun to listen to.
Before we get started.
That's a great indicator of what we call
the initial conditions. Kind of sets the tone for the rest of the show.
Yeah, see, we have a whole day to get through before we get here.
That's why we show up as we are, naked, open to whatever the day and the show brings us.
So don't expect us to be very formal. It just won't happen.
But we're wily sapes, so we're prepared to educate and entertain you.
The show has three basic segments.
First 20 minutes is where we take a whirlwind tour of the culture, news, and the issues.
The interviews we do in the second segment are our way of bringing you to a new world.
You're welcome to call the show, IM us, or join us in the chat room.
We'll make sure you have a voice in what we put on the air.
The last segment, we wind down by getting into our world again.
You'll get the somascopes from Dr. Mark, a lifestyle tip from Dr. Jeb, and a cool quote from me.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, we have a show to do already.
One more thing. Make sure you register as a Blog Talk Radio listener.
Just go to blogtalkradio.com homepage while you're sitting there lurking.
Now back to more nakedness. See the difference?
We need a little clap there. We need a little ovation.
Thanks for the ovation. Yeah, tremendous.
The judges will accept that.
There you go. Oh, boy. Hey, I'm watching this Christmas special here with Al Roker and stuff with the tree, and they're taking out, like, they're going to the F list. They got Brooke Shields out there. Well,
oh,
come on.
Geez.
What are you talking about already, tree? I can't stand it.
Hey, speaking of holidays, I got you a gift, Mark.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What's that?
Well, you'll see it. I sent it off. I didn't send it off today. I sent it off tomorrow. You got to wait.
Okay.
Now you know.
See? I'm happy already.
Yeah.
814, and the number here again is 646-478-4847. Call, IM, throw a rock through our window, just participate. The show is for you guys, really. We know all this stuff already. We're just here having fun and trying not to trip over ourselves and basically, get off the air at 9 o'clock in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
You are a blabbermouth!
There you go. So we have some interesting things going on because we're going to be talking about sort of what this environment is here on Blog Talk Radio, this whole notion of Web 2.0. I love when they have to use the computer language that every time they innovate something. It's 2.0. I'm probably Filippi 7.5 at this point. reorganized my career so many times.
Get smaller this time.
No, I actually expanded my view and have a lovely lounge and TV set.
This is true.
Important features here at the Soma Space.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about, at the back end of the show today, some of the renovating we're doing in the sky with all of our little fancy websites. And you have an announcement to make, actually, we might as well do right now before we get to our guest. So, Dr. Jeb, why don't you take it away and let us know what you have launched this week into the clouds.
We launched alisantewellness.com, which is a coherence-based website for wellness products.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, man, lots of great stuff that's organic and biodynamic and coherence-inducing, and we're looking for more. Go to the site, www.alasante, it's a hard one, A-L-A-S-A-N-T-E, Alasante, wellness, wellness.com. Check it out, kick its tires, and let me know if there's products there that you think you'd like to see. And Mark and Val are going to be stepping up and putting up their hot list. Mm-hmm. And we'll be rocking. We already got a couple orders in, one from our esteemed Professor Val.
Yeah, well, I couldn't help it.
Much.
There was some good stuff on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check that out. We're going to have the whole thing kind of tethered together there in the next week or so. And hopefully when we join you again next Wednesday, we'll have more to say about that because we are really getting to the point of the harmonic convergence of all of our ideas up there in the sky so that
mm-hmm.
You guys can navigate it better because, one of the simple things we did this week is we made Blog Soma, our resource site, an official site. So it's blogsoma.net, which you can go directly to it and get all the latest and greatest in body language just from there. Or you can always go to somaspace.org and click through and get there that way. But, lots of news on that front that'll kind of come out of the clouds as we knit and purl up there between shows.
We've been very, very busy.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
Busy, but basically in a productivity sense, we're pretty much in the same place we were last week because we're still out and out of the showroom. But the monkey wrenches are flying, and there's a lot of Oompa Loompas running around doing things. And I'm starting to fake out telephone calls because I'm basically, getting out of here when everyone else is going home. And it's just becoming almost to the point now where I'm used to it. I wouldn't know what it's like to have a regular hours working. But,
I'd like to see you try, though.
No. Try what?
Try, like a normal schedule.
Yeah, try. Tries for fags. 646-478-4847. We have... Mm-hmm. He has popped onto our airwaves. We're going to give him an official Naked Soma introduction so we can earmark when this started.
It. Wait,
you got
wait,
it? Okay.
No, wait, I just lost it. I hate that.
Jeez.
No,
stop
Hold
doing
on.
That.
Hold on. Where is it? Dun, 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 dun. Okay, I'm getting closer. It was just here. Come on.
What are you looking for?
All right.
Okay.
I got it. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Rip. Okay, so joining us now, the president, one of the founders of OrganizedWisdom.com, Unity Stokes, gracing our airways here at Naked Soma. How are you doing there, Unity?
Great. It's great to be here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and we got Professor Val and Dr. Jeb here with us, too. And first things first, explain the name so we can get out of the way of your dark past. Where did Unity come from? And just give us 30 seconds on your background. You had a pretty eclectic childhood.
Yeah, it's a crazy childhood. What I always tell people is I was actually born at a Bob Dylan concert. So that gives you some indication to the state of mind of my parents. But definitely a child of the hippie generation.
And you grew up in the Midwest, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Iowa and actually lived most of my life in Iowa City, right in the Midwest, and ended up moving out to the East Coast where I went to college and haven't left since, in New York City now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, so your background took you to Wall Street initially, and so you were around for the entire ride here when the Internet, like, I try to talk to some of my clients about what it was like in 1993, 1994, like, you know, before there was really, like, an Internet, and there was, like, a bunch of guys in news groups going back and forth. What was it like, from your perspective, as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, you know, riding the first wave, you know, around 99, 2000, and now the second wave of 2.0 that's come up in the last two or three years?
Well, just to give you a little background, I got very lucky because right after college, it was just sort of the beginning of the web. Netscape had just gone public, and there was all this energy for the first few years. And at the time, you know, people sort of thought the young kids sort of knew what was going on and understood technology and understood the web. So I really got fortunate because I was thrown into these great sort of web startup situations.
Mm-hmm.
So it exposed me to a lot very early on. I partnered with this guy, Stephen Krein, and we actually created a company called WebStakesAndPromotions.com that we ended up taking public in 1999.
So you were one of the big winners back in the bubble.
Yeah, we were actually one of the last companies to make it out on NASDAQ before the market sort of changed and turned a few months later. And it was just really a magical time. It was a great time to be in the industry. Everyone sort of felt invincible and felt like they were a part of a big movement. And I don't know if everyone was drinking the Kool-Aid or not, but one of the great things about the time is there was just all this innovation. There was this energy that sort of spurred this massive amount of new thinking and sort of hyperactivity and innovation. And I think that really created a lot of the infrastructure and a lot of the industry and basically the infrastructure that this whole Web 2.0 era is now working off of.
Yeah, so let's segue. Your title of your topic here for us is Humans as a New Algorithm and how your company is leveraging this combination of people and technology, focusing on improving the quality of health information on the web. Why don't you transition to how you got involved with that?
Sure. So we started a company called Organized Wisdom about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's happened over the last 2 years is as a result of all this user-generated content that's now exists, there's basically a lot more clutter. There's a lot of sort of excess information out there, and it can be very difficult for people to sort of distinguish between good information and bad information, quality information, and just random information.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing is technologies alone are having a hard time distinguishing
mm-hmm.
between, you know, the best types of content. So what we're creating is really what we're calling a human-powered search engine that's really the first doctor-reviewed search service for health information.
Huh.
People, when they're searching for health information, 8 out of 10 people now go straight to the Internet. And this
wow.
can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing if they're going to the web and the information that they're getting is dangerous or random information that doesn't necessarily answer their questions. So what we're trying to do is solve that problem by using powerful new technologies but layering the power of people and the wisdom of people on top of these collaborative technologies. In order to guide people to the very best information and almost use people to filter through information. no one needs 1.4 million results when you search diabetes or breast cancer. You just need the very best links, the very best resources on a topic. So we're really trying to cut through the clutter and guide people to the best 50 or 60 resources on a particular topic and organize that information in a way that's actually useful to people.
Now, how do you weigh that against, like, some, like, I know Mercola.com is real popular for health information, and, of course, people go to, you know, they go to the wiki page when they want to look up things, and of course, there's WebMD, which I guess kind of was a one-sided version of what you're talking about here. Misinformation and information on the web are sort of almost equidistant at this point because the source of the information isn't always obvious. How do you guys troubleshoot that and clean it up so that what you put out there is has been filtered right?
Well, we're doing a couple of things. One of the things that we think is very important is we're offering a diverse set of links. So we don't just link to a Wikipedia or to a WebMD or to HealthWise. We try to link to multiple sources to give people a diverse perspective on any given health topic. And we create what we call wisdom cards on every health topic you can imagine. And what a wisdom card is really a collection of organized links on a health topic. And there'll be a diverse range of links. Every single link on that page has been reviewed by a physician to make sure that it is of high quality and something that they would actually feel comfortable referring their patients to.
Now, the physicians that are worth working with you, are they all on the MD side of the coin? Or do you have different levels of practitioners, different fields, or is it basically all the academics, or is it just the practitioners that are actively seeing clients? How do you guys qualify these docs?
We actually have MDs. We have a physician review team. Actually, I should back up because we have a guide program where anyone can apply to become an organized wisdom guide, and we're seeing nurse practitioners, we're seeing residents, we're seeing health bloggers, we're seeing stay-at-home moms who are, you know, patient experts, and they create these wisdom cards. After they create these wisdom cards, they get reviewed by our full-time editors that are on staff. And then after our editors review them, they go to the physician review team. And we have a team of specialists. At this time, they're all MDs. However, I could see a time where we're trying to bring on people to focus on complementary medicine and holistic medicine as well.
Any somatic experts yet?
Anyone talking somatic chiropractors?
Yeah, a couple of dopey chiropractors would be happy to support
school psychologists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. You know, we really want a diverse perspective and
we're diverse, all right.
That's what we're looking for. So, you know, we're looking for a wide range to really get involved with this movement.
So how do you guys handle the sort of the as McCullough sometimes talks about the things he writes, is that a conflict of interest, because the pharmacocracy, as we on the vitalistic side call it, they go directly to the public now, and the public walks in with a spec sheet on the drug they want, and they go to the runner, as we call them, you know, the MD, MD, more drugs, and hands them the sheet and says, get me this. And then, of course, the drug salespeople come in and do their little beauty pageant with the samples, and sprinkle the infield, and everybody gets happy. So now you think the person that wants an alternative to that or wants more information about that or wants to sort of do the consumer reports overview on that, and if physicians are checking this information, it just from someone who's not in the club, so to speak, how does someone who's coming to organized wisdom get the alternative point of view or an independent point of view from the mainstream?
Well, every single one of our wisdom cards has actually an entire section that's dedicated to holistic and alternative resources on a particular topic.
Okay.
So, again, we're trying to really be agnostic and do our best to provide a diverse range of ideas and information and resources on any particular topic. one thing we do want to make sure that, in particular, when we're linking to blogs or user generated content, that we're not just linking to random information that may actually be harmful. Each of our wisdom cards, however, has a discussion page, so that in particular with controversial topics, people can actually have a debate about the resources. And they, one of the things on any of the wisdom cards, people from the community can recommend links that they think are missing and should be added for inclusion on these wisdom cards. So
the
idea,
fluid environment, it's not just you guys stamping it saying this is the gospel according to organized wisdom. This is constant feedback and turnover of information, sort of like the way Wikipedia developed in the early days, and then there are people that just sit there and literally jam people sometimes. But I think in one of the interviews you said you have college students writing these cards too?
We do have some college students. I would say mainly it's people who are nurse practitioners, people who are older, but we definitely have college students. We pay our guides $10 to $15 to create these wisdom cards.
Oh, okay.
So there's actually, unlike Wikipedia, we believe in paying the guides for their work. But because of the editorial process, we don't actually pay people until it's been approved and reviewed all the way through the process.
Wow. Okay. So basically, it's a meritocracy in the sense that if their information passes muster, they get rewarded, and it upgrades the quality you're going to get on the whole assembly line. So it seems to work. How many wisdom cards do you put out like in a given month?
We're creating several hundred wisdom cards a month right now. We expect to have 10,000 different health topics in the next 12 months.
Wow.
And
wow, that's a lot of people writing cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we already have 100 guides creating wisdom cards, and that's in the first 8 weeks. We've got 17 physician reviewers that we're working with right now.
And what's the turnaround time from the time they sit down to write it to the time it's up on the web?
Anywhere from 3 days to 7 days.
Okay.
If there's a news topic, for example, when 60 Minutes did the story on staph infections a couple of weeks ago, we tried to turn that card around within a matter of hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to really, focus on things that we think people will be searching for at the time. We're covering the top, as I mentioned, the top 10,000 most popular search topics for health.
Okay. Well, one of the issues I think that Jeb and I resonate with, because we both have children with special needs, is recently there was a case out in Maryland where they were mandatory vaccines were being, from the court. They were basically bringing these parents and these children into the local court and making sure they got their shots, and the whole issue came up around the issue of informed consent, things like that. Do you guys get into that level of topic? Like, here's information about vaccines from both sides of the coin. Here's a wisdom card pro, here's a wisdom card con, or is it more about what makes up a healthy immune system? These are the things you can eat. These are the things you can do to get a healthy immune system, independent of things like that are more medical legal, I guess, in the sense, because that whole issue of informed consent is one of the things that comes up a lot when you're dealing with the internet, of where to get the information from, and where's the paper trail lead. So how would you guys attack something like that? Because this is something that I got a lot of emails about, like, what do you think about this? And I blogged about it, but what else can I do?
Well, what we try to do is we have sort of a standard template for every health topic. So we start by the best resources on the topic. We always have five of the best resources, and then we have resources, what is flu vaccines, or what are flu vaccines, et cetera, and we have five links on that. But then we deviate from that. For example, in this case, we would have a section about controversial information or controversy related to the topic, and there we would sort of post multiple links to news articles, or to things that sort of showed the point, counterpoint on the topic. So we definitely try to include both news as well as controversy when it relates to topics like that.
So there's a real-time element to organized wisdom, too, not so much the assembly line part of the wisdom cards, which is giving them something that's in a package that can be, you know, searched and retrieved, but there's a fluid environment of you're always watching for health news issues and things like that to come up, because this time of the year, the mainstream market goes through its ritual of cold and flu, and then they get into, you know, pneumonia and seasonal the depression and the winter blues and the Christmas thing, and it's like they, every week they're hitting you with something and sending you off to the drugstore. And if people are looking for ways to go the other direction and strengthen their reserves and get information that would relate these topics, is your site cross-referenced in the way that where someone could look up something like, I mean, sometimes at WebMD I laugh because if you look up, you know, strained muscle, say, like, you know, say if you say you have a sore back, the sore back could be coming from something that happened from an emotional cause, but you'd never know from WebMD unless you looked in the psychology section, because everything's kind of divided up in the traditional mind-body split allopathic way. Do you guys have kind of that systems thinking approach where, like you said, there's multiple links for every topic? Is it something that someone can go to and sort of get that sort of global perspective where they got to go by each individual faction of it? So like, here's low back pain, here's the part about emotions, here's the part about, you know, from, you know, sitting in your chair wrong and things like that. How do you guys break things down like that, like a big topic like low back pain?
What we're really trying to do is go very what we call long tail into health. So we're trying to go very deep into each particular topic. So as an example, with sarcoma, I think there's something like 80 different types of sarcoma. So we would develop a generic overview wisdom card on the topic of sarcoma, but then we would develop an individual wisdom card on each of the different types of sarcoma so that people could then sort of burrow down and go to the related topics or more relevant topics based on their need. The same would be true for, you know, a strained back situation. There's related wisdom cards and related searches.
Would you ever consider doing, and I don't know, Ms. Is, I think Mark was kind of dancing around this. I don't know if he actually said it.
I was dancing, all right, good.
I've seen him dance, please.
He was naked dancing. But if we could, did you ever think, Unity, of doing something, and maybe you have it, that would be more along the lines of what we talk about, which is salutogenesis and the creation of health. So basically what you guys have done is broken down. You're almost like it almost sounds like a search engine in itself, sort of in my simple 1.0 thinking, that you've indexed all these things, and then you're taking people to good reference links, ones that you can trust, that are all still basically in the WebMD model. It's still breaking down parts as parts, diseases are diseases, and we're saying, wait a minute, but there's this whole person here, there's this whole organism here, and there's this whole model of creating health or not so much looking at what the disease is, but how do we make a better person? How do we make a better individual, better immune system? And salutogenesis being the kind of the focus of what Dr. Mark and Val and I work with and around. Is there anything like that, or have you thought about anything like that? So you're giving people, instead of saying, yeah, this is what's wrong with you, and these are the treatment options, how about so it doesn't happen again, or so it doesn't happen to their children, or so it doesn't happen to their friends?
And not the prevention vibe either, where it's inevitable that something's going to break down, where in the salutogenesis model, basically everyone has core resources that are tappable if you understand how to reach those strengths. So I don't know if you're familiar with Antonovsky's work and that whole model of sense of coherence, but it just seems like we're dealing with almost like a scaled-down version of the Merck manual, where we're going to, like, I couldn't name five types of sarcomas to save my life. I'd get up and look in a book, but I know that people get kind of sticker shock with these diagnoses, and especially when they get multiple, you know, from different doctors. And to me, it's all bouffitis. To me, it's all a name condition that doesn't control or define them, but it does have a story behind it that the public buys into a lot. And that's why when you get a scare, when you get an outbreak from an anthrax thing or something like that, people will literally get sick without even coming in contact with the problem, because of the fear.
So how do you guys address that in Organized Wisdom as far as I know there's controversial topics, but how do you educate them about health rather than about basically redefining disease? Is that something you guys tackled
yet? I think it's a great point you bring up, and really our intent is to do these wisdom cards on every type of health topic that people recommend to us or that we can discover, and that includes not just prevention but all of the issues of wellness and that you spoke about. So our plan is really to focus on even lifestyle issues, mental health issues, relationship issues, anything that's related to food. We're even developing wisdom cards on doctors. So, the first place people go when they're going to, a new chiropractor or to a physician is they go to Google and they look for information about them. So we're developing individual wisdom cards that sort of pull together all the ratings, all the reviews, all the articles, all the information about that person. So we plan to go very, very broad over the next 5 to 7 years and really try to cover every type of health topic. Literally, there's hundreds of thousands of different health topics when you really start to go long.
Oh, yeah. And again, this is the thing, I guess. We're going to hold you over here for a couple more minutes if you don't mind, because we have more questions for you. Ramping it up and turning it on the other side, educating the experts about each other is the other side of the coin, and we in the woo community go through that a lot, because the public doesn't understand energy medicine or the difference between someone who does polarity work or someone like Professor Val, who's certified in Reiki. They don't even care. Those things are all just modalities to them. And so a lot of times, like we talked about salutogenesis, as a concept, a binding concept, and the principle of coherence is sort of the common ground that all these holistic disciplines are trying to work with. So educating the experts about these things with the same references and resources and the same set of standards you're setting for the public is, to me, the other missing component, because I don't know about you, but I don't want the MDs talking about nutrition. Their education in it is lousy. Exercise, same thing. Lifestyle, foofa, they're the ones that run the drugstores. So it's almost like you have to bring in people that have a background in that from a health education standpoint to bring that information through to the experts themselves, because their training is highly specialized and usually in one area where they can focus on that they have expertise in, where the general practitioner is kind of gone the way of the wind. And I don't know about in your neighborhood, but the pediatricians around here are basically referral docs. They just do the basic swab the throat, look in the ears, and send them off to the specialist. So, do you guys in your model have because there's a whole cottage industry for continuing ed and license renewal that they do for the practitioners that are certified to get this cross disciplinary conversation going, using something like these wisdom cards to kind of get them to understand things that are kind of out there in the research but not really practiced in the field as much yet?
That's our absolute goal, is to, again, we really believe that organized wisdom position needs to be sort of almost an agnostic view on the topic, and different experts from different disciplines with different points of view and different experience should be providing their insight and their feedback into these wisdom cards. So that, there's often conflict. There's going to be different perspectives and different points of view. The holistic approach might not, it might actually conflict with what the MD or evidence-based information is saying. But we feel it's important to show multiple perspectives or a diverse perspective on a particular health topic, so that the patients or the people researching this information get exposed to the different ways of thinking.
Well, like I said, I appreciate that, because a lot of times, and you get a guy that we call them fence sitters in our trade, where they become spokesmen for the vitalistic and the more holistic side when they come from the MD side. So you get, you know, a Dr. Oz, or you get a Deepak that's going to bring spirituality in, or going to bring consciousness in, or you know, and they're bringing all great stuff to light, but they're coming from the allopathic standpoint all the time, where, you know, you're broken, this is going to fix you, instead of you're whole, this is going to free you. And the message gets sent out that don't trust those woos out there in the wilderness. They don't know any better. And that's always been sort of the campaign of don't go to an alternative without permission from the mainstream, which is, you know, it's almost like saying don't go to, you know, the number two rental car company without permission from the number one. Mm-hmm. And they outnumber us in terms of money and dollars and influence, but not in population. There's a lot more people, like you said, 8 out of 10 people are looking for information on the web for their health anyway, and a lot of the information they're getting from is from people in the blogosphere that are out there talking. Your biggest community is always going to be the public, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We here at Naked Soma, and if you just take a tour on Blog Talk, there's a lot of shows that deal with how do we get this information. So you're doing a great job of coalescing it and giving people a pretty unique platform, because it's usually a one-way street. So your plan is going to evolve, you said, what, 10,000 cards this year? So do you have like a model that's going to be like where you're going to be in 5 years with this, and are you going to get into schools with this and things like that? Is it going to go all the way down to the street level, or are we going to stay pretty much web-based? And how do you guys
We're planning on, you know, we'll have several hundred thousand wisdom cards over the next 5 years.
How many?
Several hundred thousand.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I had to do a double take there. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Mushrooms, I understand, yeah.
Yeah, when you look at something like Wikipedia that's been around only 6 or 7 years now,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they have over 2 million articles that have been created, and the interesting thing about it is I think only 2,000 people created 90% of the Wikipedia knowledge base. So when you have a distributed team and collaboration and a group of people working together for a mission that's important, it's amazing what you can do. And we think that health and wellness is so important because, you know, people need access to better information, and
mm-hmm.
they're just not getting it right now. There's almost too much information, if you will. So we just need to sort of structure that a little more to point people in the right direction and wade through some of the clutter so that they can get a diverse perspective. Because to your point before, I think most people don't realize, but if you go to WebMD, AOL, Yahoo, Healthline, it's literally the same licensed database of knowledge from a couple of different health information providers. And
yeah, and a lot of that's going to be sponsored by the drug companies also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where that information comes from.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty tainted. See the average consumer is going to go and click on Google or Yahoo and just get what they get. Like you said, they're going to get the scroll of like 10,000 sites. And you guys are taking the extra step to have a board and have a filtering process and make these 17 people visible. So it's like, you know, if they have an issue with them, they can do a background check on them, I suppose. My kind of like roundabout concern as we kind of head for home here is the issue of health literacy. Educating people about, you know, different diagnoses and alternatives is great, but educating them about what health consists of is a completely different animal, because to define it could take a whole other section of your site, what health is and what wellness is, because two different sides of the same coin. Because been involved in research for about 10 years, and the debate about what performance standards are used and how you're going to measure health and things like that, it gets ongoing, and they get crazy with it. But the other side of the coin that you're talking about here is that, you know, when people are looking on the web, the standard information that they get out there is so laced and so biased that I just think the public continues to search because they don't trust what they're seeing, because the results they're getting is so poor. And so what happens is they turn to their neighbor or they turn to their friend and they try to get, you know, more inside track and more inside track. And I just think the community you're creating will ultimately raise them above the fray where they can get out of that sort of political agenda that is just, to me, it's everywhere. And that's why I hope that you guys you know, are seeing that it's a forest and trees kind of thing, and you're dealing with such volume of information. I can't imagine what it's like to you know, get the needle in the haystack out there. Do you guys have any early feedback of when you get something that is literally wrong, and then you'll say oops or something like that? How does that work if you find a mistake in it?
We have a system that allows people to report issues, so it gets flagged and we immediately are able to fix it. And then, as I mentioned, we have a discussion page. So if something's controversial, we won't necessarily delete it. What we'd prefer to do is add the other perspective in addition to it, so that the searcher is actually able to read both perspectives or multiple perspectives, rather than censoring or sort of trying to be biased one way or the other. That's our sort of guideline.
Unity, you've given us a great tour of the stuff and your vision and things. Are just you get the floor here, last 30, 40 seconds. Of anything you wanted to address that we didn't cover, that's the one thing you want people to know about organizedwisdom.com that we didn't cover, you get the floor. Go ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Well, the one thing I'd love to is invite anyone who wants to become an Organized Wisdom Guide to go to organizedwisdom.com, and you can create your own wisdom cards. Also, if there's wellness topics that we discussed today that aren't on our site yet, please recommend them to us, and we will create wisdom cards on those topics. Again, we want to focus on all different types of health issues, and we welcome feedback and suggestions so that we can sort of produce content that's useful to people.
All right, well, thanks for joining us again. You might hear from the three of us. We might be doing some sections of that,
yeah,
that
you
for
go.
You from our seats here in Naked Sober. So.
I think the wheels are spinning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So thanks
so
for joining us and all your information. And again, it's organizedwisdom.com and Unity Stokes.
Thank
thanks, Unity.
So
bye.
Thanks, yep. Unity. Great interview.
Yep. Take care.
Alrighty then.
All right. We got to towel off here. We got about 8 minutes to go here on Eco Week. And just initial reactions. I mean, I'm stunned at the volume of information he has to wade through and organize, because it is disorganized wisdom at this point. Go fish, it should say. I can't imagine. I mean, I've had clients in the last 2 weeks, you know, with cancer diagnoses and all kinds of strange things, and they come to me, what do I do? And I'm like, I always go back to basic stuff. It's the immune system that you're told about in school is a chemical immune system. They don't give you a physical level of it, which comes from moving around. So if your locomotor system, which is that thing that kind of moves you from the couch to the refrigerator, that thing, if that isn't working with coordination, you're going to have inflammation. If you have inflammation, which is then appropriate, then you're going to have an immune response, and your body's going to become sensitive. And after a while, you don't want to move because your body's all puffed up. So what do? You go to the CVS, you take your pills. That whole model is so lost on the traditional side because they don't have a connection. Talk about not a mind-body connection. They haven't created the muscle-organ connection yet.
Yeah, really.
They're still waiting for that. Mm-hmm. So they always think they can throw something else in your bloodstream, whether it's vitamins, herbs, you know, whatever, or their wonderful drugs, and somehow fix whatever they think is wrong. And they always use that euphemism of, you have a chemical imbalance, which is just fancy for saying that your body's succumbing to its environment. So, you know, I wish we had Peter Gaskew here doing point counterpoint at this point, talking about swabs and stuff. That would have been great. So just get to the somascopes this week to paddle back to our environment a little bit after we spent some time in Unity's world there, is here we are. We're now on the precipice of the last lunar cycle of the fall, which starts on the 9th, and we're sliding down after the full moon last week. I don't know if you guys saw it last week, right? Thanksgiving, it was glorious.
It was great.
That was awesome, yeah.
And, so we're getting into some deep energy here. So if you're feeling the grief, if you're feeling the leaves in the gutter coming out of your body this time of the year, the drippy nose, all the stuff that normally sends you over to, you know, to the herbal tea aisle and things like that, it is a natural part of the cycle to shed at this time of the year. So let your body do that, you know, especially if you're an emotional sape like me and Eco. You know, get yourself in the Epsom salt bath. You know, get the rescue remedy out. Whatever you got to do, whatever kickstand you have, all parachutes count. The phylos, of course, kinesthetic awareness is going to be the key. Watch your distance on, you know, on the elevator from everybody else. You know, because everyone gets afraid of the germs this time of the year, which always makes me laugh. One-cell organisms running trillion-cell organisms. But basically, examine your fear of the environment as it relates to other. Other people in the unknown, because we're getting into the dark, dark, dark days. We're getting down to December 21st, the shortest day of the year. So those two domains have to really work on that. Ontos and exos, not as much, because, of course, ontos go on their own truth. And exos go on what happens. So that's really where we're at this week. And then next week when we start the next cycle, I'll get into more of the themes for as we go from fall to winter. So we'll slide it over to Dr. Jeb for his tip of the week.
I feel good.
So what we're going to do this week is talk a little bit about nutrition and detox. And it's really fast, you know, really, really quick, and don't, you know, get freaked out by nutrition and detox. It's just that each week take a day. I don't know if I talked about this one before, but take a day each week and just eat a little bit lighter. Like take a day. And I talked to Mark about this a while ago, and we need to talk a little bit further about it. But it's if you look at the lunar cycles and at the four domains and the different phases of the moon, there are different times when your body's doing different things. So there's times where you're building up, there's times where you're recovering, there's times you're expending energy, and there's times where you're sort of going into, you know, sleep mode and hibernation mode. And if you start looking at those and how the four domains works, and this week we're in eco week, so this is a good week to recover, a good week to sort of let things, as your body is recovering and sort of building back energy, this would be a good week to sort of clean out and let the body take it easy on the sodas and the donuts this week. That would be my take is on a eco week, sort of go easy on your body, let it rebuild. And we'll talk more about this, but also pick one day of the week. I like to tell people Wednesdays, make Wednesdays just a clean day. So it's like, don't go through these big heavy detoxes where you're going to try to dump a bunch of gallstones out of some sphincter, but just
lose 20 pounds before Christmas. I saw an ad for
that.
Yeah,
I mean, just how about one day a week that you just go a little bit easy and on the grub and a little bit increase the fluids and herbal teas, and you don't have to get too technical about it. I mean, this stuff is not that difficult. Just have some rhythm to it. You know, look back to the moon again, and you know, so this week take it easy, and then one day a month take it easy. If you want to talk more about it, we can talk more about that. But that's what I've been thinking about this week. So.
The tip has become an event.
That's right. All right.
Yeah.
I have a very exo quote, but it had something to do with the internet, and we were talking about search engines and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So they say a year in the internet business is like a dog year, equivalent to 7 years in a regular person's life. In other words, it's evolving faster and faster. And that's for sure. I wanted to, for the last minute here, tell you guys who we've got coming up on Naked Soma. Next week, we have Alexis Tyler, who she actually has a blog talk radio show now, too. She's a well-known author of Spiritual Sexuality, Volume 1, Vagina Power, Penis Power, and the Sperm Power, of course. So you guys have to tune in for that on the 5th. Craig
this
Williamson.
This may be an adults-only show, folks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's a spiritual person, too, so it'll be an interesting kind of a show there. Craig Williamson, who is an occupational therapist, he is a pioneer of somatic integration, and that has to do with relieving muscle pain and so on. He's a pretty neat guy. And then Amy Benish, who is a shaman practitioner. She's going to be talking about soul retrievals. And then once we get over the Christmas hump, right after New Year's on the 2nd, Pamela Cuccinelli is going to give us some astrological, what do we want to call it, predictions, I guess, for 2008. So we have a lot of really good guests coming up, and you guys better tune us in.
Yeah, just check the Blog Talk Radio site here for Naked Soma. We have all that stuff up there for you. And always check Blog Soma for more body language information.
Yes.
So I want to thank our guest tonight.
Unity Stokes and all the organized wisdom information he was tossing at us. And we'll be back next week with some more, of course, with Alexis Tyler. Oh, boy. And just give you a little little killers that calls us out this week. And once again, for Professor Val and Dr. Jetman, Dr. Mark, travel light through the darkness. See you next week.
Good night.
Bye.